93.7, River that goes Bon Jovi, Doug and Joe show on a Friday. We got to get to this before we get out of here today. I didn't see it on Wednesday night, but after 45 years in the business, Kiss is saying goodbye. And on Tuesday night, rather, NBC's America Got Talent. Oh, God, really? This is what they've lowered themselves to? The beloved rock band Kiss. They came out and they said their final tour that's called End of the Road is going to happen this year. It was a gigantic reveal that came after the performance at Detroit Rock City. I didn't see it.
Wow.
And they said this is it. 45 years in the business. Kiss is done. This is it. It's the last time. Never again will you see Gene Simmons shoehorned into leather or Paul Stanley sashaying around in women's lingerie. This is the ultimate celebration for the fans who have never seen us and giving those who have one last chance for greatness. Kiss.
I saw them for the very first time, and I got to tell you, and it was probably only like 2 years ago. I forget when they came to town, 2-3 years ago, and it was one of the coolest shows.
Awful.
Oh, God. It was fantastic.
Awful. Absolutely awful. They're lying about this. They've always lied about this. And this is what I ask. And if you're a Kiss fan, you're really, really going to hate me. But I'm just going to tell you the truth. How could a band that wasn't good the first time 45 years ago be good the last time 45 years later?
Oh.
They're absolutely, positively awful. And I think what happens with this tour coming out, this End of the Road tour, I think Gene Simmons, he needs money to build additional storage to hold all his money.
Yeah.
That is the only reason they're doing this, and I want people to go back to it.
Because he clearly doesn't need it, does
he? No, they're not doing this for anything, but yeah. But they want to.
Yeah, they just like to do it, I think.
18 years ago was the first time the band said they said goodbye.
Is that right?
2000 was the final farewell tour. 18 years ago, they said they were done, and they've been minting money ever since. They have not quit. It's all a lie. It's all a farce, and you can't believe them, because I guarantee after this 45-year End of the Road thing, they're going to come out and they're going to do it again in 5 years if they're still alive.
They are, with this end of the tour deal, like Axl Rose was with Chinese Democracy for Guns N' Roses. It's coming out next year.
Yeah.
It's coming out next year.
And what was that, a 12, 14-year deal to get Chinese Democracy
so
out?
So long, dude. So
yeah.
Long.
Yeah. I mean, just don't say it, or just don't come out on stage. Why the big to-do? And then here's
or
the thing.
Or just name it something else. Don't keep calling it your final last farewell tour if you're going to keep doing them.
Yeah, dude.
That's weird.
Hey, one more time. Hey, we still got it. It might not happen again. Call it something
Anything,
else.
Anything, yeah.
And then for Gene Simmons, because here's the thing. If you watch Gene Simmons and you watch these shows and you watch these interviews and you follow this stuff, he always has always bagged on the likes of Christina Aguilera's and Bieber's or people that lip sync. He's always been so against commercial media and commercial rock and roll and commercial music. And then he goes out to America's Got Talent to make the announcement. Something kind of tells me that he's doing a solid for the other guys in the band. There's some financial trouble, or there's a need for something.
For some extra cash at hand real quick, or something?
The whole thing just stinks. And you know what? Okay, great. People want to see you. Take the money. But quit calling this a farewell tour. 2000, that was the last time they said that. And I think it even came before that, because I remember the first time they put their makeup back on. It was 1994 or 5 when they came through Sacramento. I was still in Modesto at the time, and I disgustingly was given free tickets by the station I was with, and we drove up and I watched it. And that was the first time I sat in horror and witnessed all this quote-unquote greatness. You wanted the best. You got the best.
I can't believe you don't like them.
I can't stand them.
I really thought, man, me and Emily were really, really impressed with them. As old as they were, and the pyro, and the, I mean, I thought it was a hell of a show.
All right, if you want to call it dress-up tour.
It was great, man.
If you just want to see guys come out in costume and shoot fire and blah, stick their tongue out.
Oh, you'll see that.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not a good group of musicians.
I thought they sounded great.
Wow.
They don't lip sync, do they?
Well,
are they really up there singing still to this day?
I'm curious,
because I don't know.
They should be. And the only one in that band that has any shred of talent, it is Paul Stanley. He's the singer. He's the only guy that can do anything. Ace on the guitar, and then, oh my God, the fat cat, when he gets on the bar stool and he starts doing Beth, it's just so sad.
Oh, that's just awesome. That's one of the best songs they got.
Oh, Beth, I hear you calling. call it out by... Oh, it's just, it's ridiculous. And this is why.
I think you should get me Beth for a drive-through diva coming up soon.
Oh, I think we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
For the people out there, though, I know kids had them on the lunch pails, and they had them in the you know, they were in the Kiss Army. Everybody loved them because they looked so creepy, and then they liked a couple of the songs. But here's what Kiss did. Kiss made me hate Halloween.
Why?
You always ask me, what do you mean, why? Look at them.
They're fantastic. They have some of the best costumes in rock and roll.
You don't need the costumes. That's why I always loved Van Halen. And other bands that just put on normal clothes and just went out and played instruments. I never got the need to have all this crap on and all this costuming. Okay, you go out, you see it once. But when you strip down and listen to the music, you're like, what?
I mean, without Kiss, you don't get Gwar.
Gwar. But that's their contribution. They helped give us Gwar.
One of the craziest bands I've ever seen. That band probably was one of the least talented
Kiss
bands.
Kiss is the band that created bands like Slipknot.
Undeads and Ghosts and all these guys that wear masks.
It's
now.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's so many of them, dude.
I never got it, but I know a lot of people love them, and they will be back in town. We'll give you all the dates whenever we see the tour itinerary, but they will be coming through, and I guarantee they're going to play every hole in the wall. If they're going to go out with one final tour, into the road tour, they're going to mop the freaking floors with all kinds of money. They're going to hold people hostage, and they're going to be doing some bank robbing. They're
going to
clean
wait.
Clocks.
You think so? They'll probably play here again. I may get a chance to see them.
Oh, I guarantee they're going to do multiple cities, too. If, in fact, they're strong enough and young enough, they'll do back-to-back dates if it sells well. I think it'll do good a little while.
People always want to see them, don't they?
I don't think so. I think this time around, I think people are tired of it. I really do. I think after all these years, they've kind of seen through the facade that is Kiss, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Hey, bro, at Marysville, that place was packed. It was a packed house when I went.
Yeah.
You couldn't. There was not an empty seat or a dry eye in there.
Oh, they were crying.
During Beth.
Wow. Oh, man.
I can't hold that one on. I cried. I don't know if the rest of the audience
Yeah, just because you did doesn't mean the other eight people did. coming up, 93 minutes, nonstop, commercial-free. We'll get it started for your Friday next. Hang on.